Vicente Gonzalez funded M blogger wrote of GOP Rep. Flores in sexually charged manner, has history of using racial slurs. By Nick Gilbertson on July 19, 2022. A blogger's sexually charged writings about Representative Myra Flores, RTX, as well as previous racial slur-laden posts, have come to light hours after his racist attacks on Flores and reports he received funding from her general election opponent Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX, made headlines. NBC News first reported Tuesday that Gonzalez's campaign paid the McHale Report $1,200 for advertising services, but no advertisements were run on the blog. Jerry McHale has been heaving racial insults at Flores since at least May, dubbing her Miss Frijoles, Miss Enchiladas, Gringa Hag, a cotton pickin' liar, and other tasteless nicknames and race and sex-based insults. In a statement to Fox News, Flores, who is facing off against Gonzalez in the general election for the densely Hispanic 34th Congressional District, said, "I am disgusted that Vicente Gonzalez has hired a creepy blogger to attack my Mexican heritage and sexually degrade me, but I won't let this distract me from my work. I came to Congress to represent my community's values, God, family, and country. Vicente Gonzalez is an example of everything that's wrong with Washington. He doesn't have a record to stand on, so he hires a pervert to attack me. It's truly sick." Fox News digital reporter Kyle Morris uncovered several mentions of Flores's genitals and a trove of N-word references in McHale's prior writings. In a blog post from May, McHale shared a meme of a congresswoman holding a gun that said, "Come and take it." In the headline of the post, he wrote, "Does Flores want Trump to come and take her PSSY?" Earlier this month, he published a piece quoting a man named Maclovio O'Malley, which also referenced her reproductive organs. "Who does this Myra Flores think she is? Somebody said she was crowned Miss Frijoles 2022 in San Benito. She isn't in Congressman Vicente Gonzalez's league. She isn't even in the Bush leagues unless she doesn't shave her PC," O'Malley said, according to McHale. He defended his blog as satire while speaking with Fox News Digital and did not walk back his racially or sexually charged rhetoric. The Gonzalez-linked blogger has seemingly reveled in the media attention he received Tuesday, posting articles to his blog that highlight his derogatory remarks in connection to leftist congressmen. Morris also uncovered content from the McHale Report in which the blogger used the N-word liberally over recent years. "I would not have used it gratuitously," he told the outlet. "There would have been a reason. McHale and Gonzalez, who currently represents the 15th District, told NBC News that the timing of the attacks were coincidental, that the congressman didn't pay for any of the inflammatory posts, know about them or have any control over them," NBC News reporter Mark Caputo noted. However, Caputo wrote that the blogger received payment for the advertising services on June 24, which is well after the May post about Flores's genitals and years after his N-word-laden writings, which were available for anyone to see, yet Gonzalez's campaign still conducted business with McHale. Breitbart News reached out to the Gonzalez campaign regarding this but did not immediately receive a response. Of course, the congressman is against referring to Rep. Flores as Miss Frijoles or a cotton-picking liar. Colin Steele, Gonzalez's campaign manager, said in a text message statement to NBC News. In a statement to Breitbart News, Republican National Committee Communications Director Danielle Alvarez called the attacks racist, adding that they disparage Flores's Hispanic heritage and target her sexually. "Every Democrat must go on record condemning Vicente Gonzalez and his disgusting campaign tactics," she added.